Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, Iran says they're ready for war.
Yeah, apparently so.
And glad they're all ready to go. Good for them. Looks like at this time, this is what appears has happened, that they shot down a drone.
Yes.
Over international waters. It's our drone.
Well, they claim it was over their airspace, but
right.
Our Navy is saying that it was in international airspace.
Yeah. So according to us, it was 17 miles from Iran in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz. And it was not far from where the two tankers were hit and four others were hit by Iran last month. It was shot down, this is what our government is saying, by surface-to-air missile that was Iran's, that a target list for retaliation has been drawn up for Trump to decide whether to strike. And because they, you know, because this was hit over international waters, Trump has absolute authority to respond here. He doesn't have to go to Congress. And the drone that was shot down, it was a very large drone. I mean, this thing is the size of a Boeing 747.
No, 737.
37,
it's got
me.
The wingspan of a
yeah,
737.
Wingspan,
the fuselage is not that big, but the wingspan is very large.
Sorry, 737. I'll update my notes. And so this is a big drone. It's not like a little one like you would picture that you might have at home or something like that.
No.
but it's used to spy on Iran, and they shot it down. So that's kind of where we are right now. And I know in coming hours, we'll be hearing from other nations who all have their spy tech, you know, trained all over the world watching this stuff. It'll be good to get some confirmation. That's what I'd do if I were president, from other countries. Yeah, it was Iran. Because this is going to be really easy to confirm. This is not hard. I mean, when you fire a surface-to-air missile, it's not really hard with all the satellites that countries all over the world have, including our allies, to tell where it came from. So this is one of those things that's very easily documentable. So that's what's going on there. And we're going to have to respond. And we are the U.S. and he is Trump. And so we're going to have to, what should be done here is a response that is of a higher magnitude than what they did. There has to be pain. I mean, we can't just shoot down one of their drones. It's going to have to be bigger than this, bigger than that. So, you know, we'll see what happens. What do you think?
Well, that's pretty much what there is going to have to be some response. And I would just have preferred that had this been shot down, then, and quite honestly, we have assets in the air that know when a missile is shot, whether it is from space, whether it is flying over the area. We have assets that monitor and do reconnaissance things at all times. And I'm pretty sure the U.S. military knew the second that missile was fired. And they pretty much probably knew what the target was. I just wish we had a situation where if that's the case, then you go in immediately and take out the base from which it was launched or the area from which it was launched and take it out.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I would do. I mean, Lindsey Graham sounded like a loon on Brett Baer, God bless him, saying, let's take out their Navy. No. I know he's desperately wanted a war with Iran for no reason for a long time, that he gets the big defense bucks and they pay him to say this stuff. But no, we're not taking out their military. That's ridiculous. We will eventually.
If
they want to take out a tanker of ours, yeah, then take out the military. If they want to continue this, this is not a bad thing. They're obviously looking for war. I'm betting Trump would love to take out those nuclear facilities.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he would love to. I'd love to take him out.
Yeah.
In fact, you could almost make the stretch on this drone hit to take out a nuclear facility, particularly the heavy water one, which is the one we really need to be taken out.
And the Iranians are already admitting that they are ramping up their nuclear enrichment program. Of course, the left and the progressive liberals will blame Trump for the whole situation. But it is he got out of a treaty which they were not following to begin with.
Right.
That ridiculous, pathetic Iranian nuclear deal that the Obama administration put together, paying the Iranians money, you know, the cash that they shipped in there, which quite honestly ought to be looked at and was probably a violation of our own laws and the Constitution as well. And then, of course, setting up the circumstances where they could continue to develop their nuclear weapons and, you know, basically give them the money to develop the missiles to put them on. All they have to do is wait just a few years to legally get that stuff out there. And Trump got us out of that deal, and I think he was right to do so. But, of course, the left is going to blame him for this situation because everything is Donald Trump's fault.
Now, all right, and I knew this was coming. Let's go back because the Wall Street Journal's got a great recap today of how we ended up here. 2012. They shot at one of our drones. They've done this before.
Yeah.
What was the Democrats' response to that? You begin to see where the problem begins here. They didn't actually hit the drone that time. It was a similar kind of drone in terms of what it was doing with spying. It was over the Persian Gulf.
Let's call it reconnaissance.
Yeah, reconnaissance. and it was over the Persian Gulf. And they fired at it, tried to take it down, and they missed. So in response, we knew it had been fired upon. That was what the Obama administration used to open the door for the Iran deal. So what did Iran get last time it tried to take down one of our drones? They got $12 billion worth of their money back and some of our money. They got paid for it, which was really cool, and pallets of cash. They got remember the deal that we cut? I mean, I've got the BBC's write-up on it right here. It was unbelievable. The main issue in Iran has always been the one big heavy water facility that could make nuclear grade weapons, right? So if you're going to go in and cut a deal with Iran, you got no deal if you don't take that thing out. They got to shut it down, right? We allowed them to continue running it. And we said, well, if it looks like you're making stuff there that could be used for weapons, we get to come in and inspect after 24 days so that they can, you know, all shut it down. And we lifted all the sanctions on them. Their economy began to boom. And we said, listen, if they violate the agreement, right there, we set up a committee that would decide, OK, if the sanctions could be reimposed, took that completely off Congress's plate where it belongs and gave it to an international committee. It's the same framework as Obama trade was: nullify Congress, create international government. Now, guess who sits on this committee? A representative of Iran. And they need a unanimous vote to put any kind of sanctions or punishments on Iran for, you know, making weapons grade nuclear material. Right. So if you need an anonymous vote and there's a representative from Iran, are you ever going to get an anonymous vote?
No. Unanimous vote.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Unanimous vote. So I'm sorry. The coffee hasn't kicked in.
And I apologize for correcting you.
It's okay.
I want to make sure we get this stuff right. I knew what you meant.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, a unanimous vote. So, okay. So, and I'm coming to a point really quickly here to explain this to you, Lee, and so I get your reaction. So we did that. But then remember, we cut the most outrageous deal of all, which basically said, flat out said, after 5 years, mm-hmm. They could buy the missiles on which to deliver the nukes from either China or Russia with our blessing. So what we did was give them tens of billions of dollars. We gave them the ability to enrich the uranium. We let them keep the facility they were doing it at. We made it so it was impossible for us to go in and investigate. But should we actually find evidence, we made it so it was impossible to reimpose the sanctions. Essentially, what the Obama administration did was reward Iran for attempting to shoot down our drone in 2012 with billions of dollars and the ability to enrich the uranium at a weapons-grade level, buy the missiles to deliver it on.
And quite honestly, the U.S. funded the weapons to attack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we funded the weapons to attack. So what this was, it was always a cover deal to give Iran nukes. That was the goal of the deal. You can't read it any other way. And so Iran has only ever been paid and rewarded by the left for attempting to shoot this stuff down. Now, their economy, Trump came in and said, this is crap, which it was, and scrapped it, put the sanctions back on, scrapped the committee, scrapped it all, right? Which is what an American would do, you know, like with American interests. That's how an American would behave. And so their economy, I mean, their currency has been literally debased. It's worth very little. People are going hungry now in Iran. The economy is a wreck. It's so bad. Remember us talking about that the people were pouring into the streets of Iran and they were desperate. They're hungry and they're protesting. And you can get shot or whipped for that if you protest the government, right? So they're in dire straits trying to control their own population, right? So the only out they got right now is to attack us and try to start some kind of war thing to keep their own people from overthrowing them. And that's where they are today. Plus, there's no downside. I mean, Democrats taught them, you take out one of our drones, we're going to give you billions of dollars, and you win. Mm-hmm. So watch the Democrats come out today. This is what they're going to do. And they're going to say, well, Trump scrapped the Iran deal, and that's why we don't have peace. It's Trump's fault. It's actually their fault that Iran dares to hit us ever.
Yeah.
They got paid to hit us.
Right.
They got rewarded. I mean, the program they had to hide to make the nukes could now come out in a full sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
They could just enrich it right in front of us because there's nothing we could do by the old framework we set up. I'll let you have the last word, Lee.
Oh, that's it. I mean, that's it. You've exactly encapsulated this exactly the way it is. I mean, there's nothing to add.
So I think that's the move that the Democrats do. I think that the Iranians see as a side benefit that the Democrats will blame Trump for this, for having to hit the Iranians because of their wonderful deal would have prevented it. By the way, remember John Kerry breaking the law? I mean, he broke the law. And he went and negotiated with Iran. That was originally his Iran treasonous deal.
Yeah.
When he was Secretary of State. And he just negotiated with them, telling them to keep the deal in place.
Could he
undermining
not be,
Trump.
Could he not be accused of colluding with the Iranians?
Oh, he absolutely broke the law.
Interfering in American international relations and defense policy?
If a former Republican Secretary of State like Pompeo went and did that in a Democrat administration, they'd be in handcuffs.
Yes,
and they should be.
Yep.
That's illegal. You cannot conduct your own diplomacy. You cannot go to Iran. Well, he met with them in other places. But you can't tell the Iranian leadership, hey, wait for the Democrats to be in control again. Don't listen to this guy. You know, the president.
Mm-hmm.
Don't listen to this guy. You can't do that. He blatantly did it. And then he admitted to doing it on the Hugh Hewitt show. I mean, flat out threw it in the president's face. So that's why we are where we are. But they'll lie about it today. They always do.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get a jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line to see what the people think. Yeah, this is a man-caused disaster. The men and some women that have caused this disaster with Iran are Democrats. It's really easy to put the pieces back together and see how we have gotten here. And it's really clear what Iran wants us to do. They want us to hit them. They very badly want us to hit them. In some way, because their economy is collapsing. And the Iranians know, the Iranian leadership, which was unfortunately installed by the CIA several decades back. Before that, Iran was a fairly peaceful country, didn't menace us at this level, but they had to install the radical Islamic regime, as they have done in the Arab Spring all over the world, or tried to. And so now we have this disaster of a dictatorship in Iran. And what is happening in Iran is that they are losing the young people. And let me tell you what else they're losing. Do you remember when the young people filed into the streets under George W. Bush and he gave them a fist in the air? He was in solidarity. And then the young people under Obama filed into the streets and they were protesting and everything, and Obama backed the regime. Remember that? And it shocked the world. Shocked us, shocked the world. Back the regime. Against young protesters for freedom. I'll never forget it. It was stunning. Never seen an American leader do anything like that. You might see radicals on campus proposing it, but you would never see an American leader do that. And it was heartbreaking. And I detailed on my show for weeks after that, watching these leaders, a lot of them were student leaders who were in the streets protesting for freedom. They wanted to be part of the Western world. They wanted freedom. They wanted Western-style freedoms like freedom of speech, freedom to wear what they wanted, that sort of thing, were hauled off to prison. Some of them never came out. And I remember telling you about how particularly horrific it was for the Iranian female students. And I detailed what happens to a woman in an Iranian prison. I'm not going to do it now because there's probably kids in the car on the way to daycare and summer camp. But I don't really have to lay it out for you, do I? It's systematic and automatic. when a woman like that goes to an Iranian prison. And that happened, the mass roundups, after Obama backed the Iranian regime over the student protesters. He literally stuck his foot out and tripped them up. Now, Iran's in a world of hurt right now because they don't have cover from Obama anymore. Their currency's collapsed. Trump reimposed the sanctions. The Europeans are desperately trying to empower the dictatorial, autocratic Iranian regime. And their own people are looking to Trump the way they once looked to Obama and looked to Bush before that. That is the protesters. And Trump's been on their side. So the Iranian regime doesn't have cover right now. They don't have cover. And they're desperate. So they need to paint Trump as a bad guy. And they're going to tell their people that, as they're claiming right now internationally, no, that wasn't an international airspace, that drone. It was spying on us. No, it wasn't. It was an international airspace. That will, I'm sure, be confirmed by other governments later in the day. There's no way it couldn't be. The U.S. would not claim that if it were not true. It's so easy to debunk. Especially when you have France and Germany trying desperately to free Iran from the sanctions, even after they announced that they would resume the enrichment of nuclear-grade uranium. So there you go. Texter writes, Tara, where's the price of oil on the London Commodity Exchange? I don't care. I literally don't care. That used to matter. It doesn't because of fracking. Another thing the Democrats tried to take away in order to empower Iran and Russia. Doesn't matter anymore. We have a glut of oil sitting there right now. We have fracked so much that we were, before all this, looking at prices below $2 around the 4th of July. So again, my answer, I could have bothered to look it up. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Texter writes, Iran and the Democrats want Trump to respond militarily, which we shouldn't do. Just shut off the oil. We don't even need to do that. We just, you know what we need to do? We need to find a missile silo it came from and nail it. Just take it out. Maybe a couple more as a bonus. And then tell them, man, they're laying this out for Trump. Tell them this. You hit us again, we're taking out the nuclear facility. We've always wanted to. Please. Please hit us again. Please hit us again so we can take out the nuclear facility. Problem solved. Should have done it years ago.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Texter writes, good morning, Tara. What should we do when Israel does preemptive strike? I guess they mean against Iran. Well, you know, it's great that if Israel does that, and I hope they do, they're our ally. Our allies only seem to come to our defense late in the game. They do show up, but late in the game, usually. That's the way it's been. They're looking at us like, what are you going to do? But the thing is, we can't let Israel fight our battle here. We cannot let any, I mean, so much as a hair on somebody's head be touched by foreign, you know, hostile governments. I mean, this is, yes, it's a drone. It was unmanned. Nobody died. But they can't do this. And I said that when they hit the ships. I said that, listen, the Japanese and the Norwegians weren't calling for war. It's not our problem. The world needs to learn. You need to defend your own ships. I mean, these are people who are our rivals and partners in trade. We don't go defend everybody else's ships. But even if they were to knock the slightest drone out of the air that's ours or touch anything of ours, it's on. And that's how it should be. It's what the founding fathers intended. And this is what Iran has desperately been trying to do. In fact, if you look at this, you can see why Iran might have hit those ships. It would have been to draw us closer so they could hit us. You know what this is, though? Let's pull way back here. This is a sign of desperation by the Iranian officials, because Trump's got them right where they want them, right where he wants them. I mean, they are desperate. Their currency is devalued. They are having to jail whip and shoot protesters who were out in the streets protesting, not even for freedom this time, because they're hungry. And this is because Trump reimposed the sanctions. And so Iran has, again, lost the support of its people. Lost the support of its people. And the Iranian regime does not have the fig leaf for cover of Obama anymore, supporting the dictatorial Iranian regime against the freedom-seeking young protesters. Trump has now sided with them. So Iran is desperate. They need Trump to be the bad guy before their population. Don't forget, they control the media in Iran. They have a state-controlled media. So they need Trump to hit something that will be big and fiery, and then they can claim they've been attacked by the United States of America. So a retaliation list has been drawn up for Trump to choose from, and he does not need congressional authority for this because the drone was hit in international waters, or over, I should say, international waters, international airspace. So he doesn't need an authorization for war or a strike or anything. Interesting, the Democrats, by the way, were just last week, trying to take away Trump's authorization to strike back at Iran. Just last week. Damn, they're so consistently wrong. Now, it never went anywhere. That was in the House, and of course, Mitch McConnell just brushed it aside when it came to the Senate. He is occasionally good for a few things. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line, text line, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Now, Lindsey Graham waded into it saying this.
My red line is if there's any more disruption of shipping in the Straits of Hormuz linked to Iran, take out their navy, bomb their refineries. If there's any more attack on American interest, go after the Iranians so they'll pay pain. They'll feel pain.
All right. Texter is, I guess Iran already blew through all the cash we shipped them. Of course they did. We even know what they did with it, by the way. Politico reported it. It went right into the Iranian National Guard. Oh, and you know what Iran has also done? This has not gotten as much attention in recent weeks. They had strikes on Iraq, which isn't a big deal, but the sites they struck were places where American workers were. Nobody was killed, but that's obviously what they were aiming for. It's very clear right now. Texter writes, welder friend here, they are provoking us to fight back. I say we go over there and kick their teeth in, take their land and make it a resort. Yes, what I was saying earlier. I mean, you're definitely going to take the missile silo out that shot this. That's got to go. I'd take three or four because we always need to hit back harder. I mean, quite frankly, there's almost enough wiggle room here. And you almost want them to hit you again. You don't want them to hit you again, but you almost need another hit to do it. If I were Trump, man, I would be just chomping at this, hoping for a shot to take out those nuclear facilities. We should have done that 15 years ago. We should have done it 15 years ago. And then problem solved. You don't need to worry about the agreement or nuclear deals or agreements. You just take it out. And that's exactly what that is, honestly, what we should do. Texter writes, of course, it's all Obama's fault, but Trump will get it taken care of. Yes. Iran has been allowed to run off the chain and rewarded with way too much money for way too long a time. Texter writes, Iran and Democrats want Trump to respond militarily, which we shouldn't do. Yes, we should respond militarily. This was a military hit. You have to respond with like and kind. Texter writes, just shut off the oil. Well, we already did that. We have sanctions against Iran. We've shut off everything. So they can't trade. Texter writes, maybe it's time to make Iran an American protectorate like Puerto Rico. No, God, I won't. Are you kidding me? The Democrats will have them voting in our elections. No. Just annex it. Texter writes, drop a Moab on the nuke site. That's what I'm saying. I mean, this is an opportunity if Trump plays it right. Texter writes, I was one of the... Oh, cool. I was one of the Marines. Thank you for your service. I was one of the Marines off the coast of Iran in 1980 for the rescue attempt. This is a fight that has been coming for over 40 years with Iran creating physical... Wait, with Iran... Okay. With Iran creating... Purcells that they have... Oh, whoa, okay. Well, let me... See. Sorry, these texts get chopped up. Okay, let me start again. I was one of the Marines off the coast of Iran in 1980 for the rescue attempt. This is a fight that's been coming for over 40 years with Iran creating sleeper cells they have in the U.S. This is time to keep your powder dry. You are freshwater stuff. Your head on a swivel. Okay. Folks, I got another question for you. For the heck of it. Iran the Iranian military, the Iranian army, right? The Iranian military apparatus. We know this. We have this. Drew up plans to hit us with an EMP. They would detonate. It'd be a nuclear EMP. They detonated over the country. There'd be some nuclear fallout. Wouldn't be that big of a deal from the nuclear, but it would take out all of our communication systems. Your water delivery would ground to a halt. There'd be no electricity. Your cell phone would fry. Basically, disaster. And we had a former head of the CIA said that's his most nightmare scenario. I'm going to go dig that audio up in a minute because people would starve within 6 weeks. He's right. And people have been begging Congress to at least harden the nuclear facilities from an EMP attack. Can you imagine? We have no communications and we're in the middle of a nuclear meltdown. It wouldn't happen right away because there's backup systems. But if we couldn't get this thing back up and running in six to eight weeks, yeah, you'd start to see the potential of a nuclear meltdown. We are totally unprotected. They are idiots. Now, how would you get such an EMP here? Oh, that'd be hard. Oh, no, wait. Our borders are wide open, aren't they? Yeah. But don't worry, because the Iranians would never violate our border. Because they just wouldn't. Why wouldn't they? I don't know. Call Nancy Pelosi and ask her. AOC could explain it. Folks, again, I said this less than a week ago. We are going to be going into another war, other conflicts in America's, you know, future. You cannot fight conflicts with an open border and assume your enemy will not. Look, we've got surface-to-air missiles you can carry in a backpack that can take out a jetliner. It's only one guy with a backpack. That's all it takes for retaliation. But we'll just leave the borders open. It'll be totally safe and everything will be fine. And if some people die, oh well.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Going to jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line with Charles in Blue Ridge. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Tara. Two questions. One, why do we have to wait for them to do something else before we hit them? Haven't they done enough already? Or do we need an excuse to do good? And the second thing is...
Wait, stop. Hold on. Let me address your first thing. We don't need them to do anything else before we hit them. I've said we absolutely should hit them, and Trump will. He's already had a list of targets drawn up. I was talking about the nuclear facility. Taking out the nuclear facility?
Yeah.
Right. So what I was saying was
Be our prime target. Well, why
we absolutely will hit them. Trump will hit them. I'd bet my 401k double or nothing on it.
Why does the nuke facility have special protection? Why do they have to do something else before we hit that?
We don't, Charles, but there's a timing thing here because you have the reality of the fact that the Democrats have armed this country. They have protected this country. They gave them the money with which to buy the nukes. And they have Iran has the Democrat Party and the media on our side. We have to win this election, Charles. Come on. You know you can't just go dropping bombs on people's nuclear facilities. Should we do it? Yeah. We should have done it 15 years ago. And I said that in the last segment. Can you do it politically is another question. I mean, it's great to say we're going to go bomb this person, we're going to bomb that person. Of course we should, Charles. You're right. We should have taken that out. I said that. But there's the political reality. You could go do whatever you want, and then in your second term, everything you did is going to be reversed. I mean, you have to deal with the political reality here. I don't want Trump going wild bombing people.
Well, what
you don't either. You don't. You don't
bombing
really.
People.
What?
Well, wouldn't hitting them at all constitute bombing people?
Well, yeah, but it's one thing to hit the missile silo the missile came from, and we're going to know where that is if they don't already. It's one thing to hit that and take out a couple more. It's an entirely different thing to take out their entire nuclear complex. And you know it, and I know it, and Trump can't. We're going into that 2020 window. Listen, I mean, this is what you do if you're smart. If in the back of your mind you know that's what should be done, you know that, Charles, I know that. You and I want it done. We want it done in a way that does not damage our future ability to get the rest of anything done. Trump has to wait till he's reelected to do it. He does. I mean, you can say, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? Yeah, well, why don't we lose the presidential election?
Yeah.
You can't, Charles. You know why we can't? Well, it's our fault we can't. No, it's our fault we can't. Because we haven't done the work to control the media like the left has. We haven't, and I don't want to say control the media because that seems like propaganda. We don't do propaganda on our side. We haven't done the work to have our point of view fairly represented in the media and to combat their lies. And until we do, it hampers our ability to take the strikes and do the things that we need to do. And that's on us. And so the thing we need to do right now is to win this election. To hit the nuke facilities. Yeah,
Does Trump need Congress's permission to harden our grid to protect us from the greatest threat there is, which is EMPs?
Gosh.
Can't
that's a legal question. I would think
as chief executive,
if he could get, I mean, in much the same way he did with the wall, it would appear he does. I mean, I'm not a legal expert on that. You'd have to get, you know, our military authorities, you know, wanting to do it and going along with transferring the money. I don't think there'd be that much pushback. But off the top of my head, I can't say for certain. I would think he could, but I'm not certain. Yeah, I have to look that
even
up.
Ted Koppel says we need to harden the grid.
Yeah.
He wrote a book about
it. Right.
And that's somebody on the hard left.
But Charles, for people tuning in, and I don't want them to be confused, me thinking I'm saying don't hit Iran. No. I'm saying hit Iran. Take out. I mean, I'd use this as an opportunity to take out every single missile silo they have that could hit anywhere in the Strait of the Hormuz. I'd wipe them all out. This is
Amen.
A huge opportunity for Trump. But when you and I are talking about going after the nuke facility, and what I was saying earlier is if I'm Trump, I'm sitting there going, please take out another drone. Please hit another drone, because I'm going after the nuke facility then. Give me a little something more, and I will take it out. And the American people will love it. But right now, he cannot look like a warmonger. He can't. Even if it's in the best interest of this country, he's got to win that 2020 election. He cannot give the Democrats anything to use against him. But I agree with you, Charles. Well, I wish we could wipe it all out. I'd do it all today if I was king.
If he wants to win the 2020 election, why did he shut down the Voter Fraud Commission?
Well, no, he didn't. They moved it inside the Department of Homeland Security. It's still up and running.
So Kevin McAleenan, Obama's boy, is running it.
I don't, you know what, Charles? I don't know who's running it off the top of my head. I have no idea.
Kevin McAleenan, head of Homeland Security, was Obama's catch and release czar. The Border Patrol, when Trump nominated him over the Border Patrol, named him over the Border Patrol, the Border Patrol Union withdrew its endorsement of Trump. I don't trust Trump the way you do.
Okay. Thank you for your phone call. Here's a question for you, Charles. You don't need a voter fraud committee. You need Bill Barr to pony up. We know 56,000 illegal immigrants and foreign nationals voted illegally in Texas. We know that. He's ignored it. So, I mean, you know, voter commission, you know, voter fraud commission, that's nice and all. I mean, we got a DOJ voter rights section for that, and they're ignoring it. And that's not a good sign in the Bill Barr department, Charles.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.